Jackie is just 13. She's in love with Billy Beadle. She's never been in love before. She doesn't expect her love to be requited, for Billy is 19 and going to the ag school at the University of Wisconsin. She's content to follow him around the barn when he's working for the summer. There's nothing about Billy that is not beautiful. She admires his jaunty whistling, his joshing back and forth with the other barn hands. She admires the way he slaps the cows around, not hurting them, but making them step too. She admires the even rhythm he keeps up as he jabs the manure brush. The rhythmic ripple of his shoulder and his back muscles under his white t-shirt. She admires the easy grace of his jeans clinging low on his hips and the worn leather belt that holds them there. She admires his big rubber boots. She marvels at his strength. His strength when he pitches great waffles of hay into the chute or down by the creek. Slings the milk cans of slops for the pigs up and over the fence as effortlessly as if he were pouring out a half pint of chocolate milk. She loves to hear him sing the theme song of the band he stays up so late every night to listen to on the radio. Welcome, all you listeners. And here I am once more. It's 11:15 time, and I'm knocking on your door. She knows every delineation of his profile. His haircut is perfection. Billy is kind to Jackie. Sometimes he says something directly to her, and she glows all over. Sometimes he asks her to run an errand for a pitchfork or a missing tit cup, and her feet are winged. Sometimes he teases her, and she's filled with joy. He names the littlest and homeliest cow in the barn, the one with bob ears and bob tail from frostbite, Jackie Cow. And Jackie is honored. She gives Jackie Cow an extra scoop of grain when she's allowed to go around with the grain trolley and feed the cows their ration. Jackie follows Billy on his work around the farm like a devoted puppy dog. The other farmhands kid Billy about his shadow. Billy laughs and says, "She's learning. Someday she'll grow up and marry a hayseed like me. And then she'll be able to run the barn single-handed." Billy's father, Leonard, is Grandpa's farm manager and the best Jurok man in the county, if not the state. When he came to the farm from teaching ag at Beloit High, he brought his Jurok expertise, and the farm went whole hog into raising Juroks for breeding stock. Billy is a good Jurok man, too. Teaches Jackie a lot about pigs. When she rides along with him in the farm truck, as it clanks over the ruts in the lane down to the back pasture. She laughs when he flips a pig out of the trough, where it's gobbling milk up to its ears, keeping other squealing pigs from getting their share. There's always at least one pig that scrambles right into the trough at feeding time. But Billy is more interested in sheep than hogs. There weren't any sheep on the farm until Billy came along. Now there is one. He keeps his prize sheep, the one he's grooming for the state fair, in the orchard across the road. This way he can give her special care each day. Jackie loves to go with Billy to tend his sheep. He plays with the little animal, tussles a bit. The sheep trots along behind Billy when he goes to pick up a windfall, just like Jackie does. Jackie loves the feel of the soft fleece, loves to bed her fingers in it to test its depth. She loves the creamy whiteness under the grimy surface of the wool. One day, Billy has to go away for a week. "Will you take care of my sheep while I'm gone?" he asks Jackie. There's nothing she would rather do. So every day after corn detasseling, she brings her rations and fresh water. She pulls grass and lets her nibble from her hand. She loves the soft breath on her fingers. Jackie has had goats, but there is a gentle nature to this sheep missing in her willful, sassy goats. She names the sheep Demi, after Demi in Little Men. She prints Demi on the sheep's back in neat letters by every day embedding her fingers in the wool and then parting it so that the separated wool gets used to staying separated and spells out the letters. She doesn't miss Billy as painfully as she thought she would, tending the sheep for him, fills in the hollow. Billy returns and thanks her. She prickles all over. He likes the name Demi better than the real one on the pedigree papers, and says he'll keep it for her nickname, but that he'll have to erase it from her back before the judging. Well, that's okay with Jackie. He cleans Demi snowy white and takes her to the state fair. She wins a blue ribbon. Then he sells her. Jackie cannot see how he can do it. That's the way it is with livestock, says Billy. You can't let yourself get too attached. Inside, Jackie knows she will always let herself get too attached. Fall comes. Jackie goes back to school. Billy goes back to college. On December 7, bombs fall on Pearl Harbor. Billy enlists in the Army Air Corps. When he wins his wings, his picture's in the Beloit Daily News. Jackie cuts it out and puts it in her wallet, where it's not visible to her friends. She is now in love with the boy who sits across from her in English class, the one who held her hand in the darkened bus on the church choir trip. But her first love will always be in an enshrined place in her heart, and now in her wallet. At the back of the First Methodist Church is an honor roll. There's a long list of names on it. Each serviceman has a green star beside his name. When Jackie reads the names, she can picture many of the faces. From seeing them growing up in the church, always as big boys much older than herself. Billy's name is there with its green star. Every Sunday she stops and reads it. The war goes on. Billy goes to England and is co-pilot on a B-17 bomber plane flying over Germany. One day, Grandpa comes into the kitchen at Chez Nous. Jackie is modeling a puppet head out of glue and sawdust. Grandpa's face is heavy. He sits down slowly, says to Mother, "The Beatles just got word. Billy's plane is missing. It was on its 17th mission. It never returns to its base." He shakes and shakes his head. Jackie's heart stands still. There is a chance that the plane's crew parachuted down over occupied Europe. There is a chance that Billy is a POW. On the church honor roll, every so often, a gold star replaces a green one, and from the pulpit, the minister talks about the young hero. Billy is missing in action. His star stays green. The war years go by. The tide turns toward the Allies. They push across Europe. The POW camps are opened one by one. Billy does not come home. Finally, the war is over. Billy and his crew members are not found. There is no record of the plane. The government notifies the Beatles that it went down in the North Sea. But maybe something else happened, and the crew will still turn up. Time goes on. Jackie knows Billy will never come home. Everyone must know it. She waits for somebody to change Billy's star to gold on the honor roll. Nobody does. The minister does not talk about Billy from the pulpit. More time goes on. Jackie has grown up and has moved away. The war's been over many years. She's much older now than Billy was when she loved him. She's much older than he was when he died. The old First Methodist Church has been burned down, and a modern one built in its place. On a visit home, Jackie stops in one day to look over the new church. "Whatever happened to the old World War II honor roll?" she asks a secretary she's never met. The secretary doesn't know. The new minister doesn't know. Finally, the new custodian remembers seeing it in a storeroom. He offers to find it for her. "No," says Jackie, "just unlock the door." She goes and buys a box of small gold stars, the kind her piano teacher used to put on a piece when it was finished. She returns to the church and finds the storeroom. She pokes around. The honor roll is tilted in a corner. Its glass is dusty. She wipes it clean with her hand and unhooks the lid. She licks a gold star and presses it over the faded green one in front of the name of William Leonard Beadle. She closes the case again and stands for a minute, remembering that 13th summer and Demi Sheep in the orchard and Jackie Cow in the round barn. "There, Billy," she says, and leaves the storeroom.